Let me ask you this.
Yep.
I'm a Kyle Mark. Everybody knows that. It's just so correct, by the way. Anyway, 85 catches for 1,197 yards. That's what I predict Terry McLaurin to have in San Francisco this year. 85 for 1,197. He runs those square ins, those digs, like all that stuff underneath crossers and drags beautifully. I think they would have, basically, he'd be more of the Ayuk, I would call it, to like the Debo or whatever. But to me, he would be like the Pierre of the Kyle offense, in a sense. Do you agree with that? Like in that offense with that kind of play caller, he would eat.
He would do better than here, yes. I
mean, my whole thing with him is, I don't even want to use the word dynamic, but like he is not a separator. The only word I keep coming back to is like from a weapon standpoint is a dynamicism or something. But like that ability, Neighbors, is you all watch Neighbors. I'll just use that. Whatever that is, it's just not his game. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Jamar Chase, some of these young, he is a very, he's like an Art Monk. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. One of the greatest to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like run, cut, guy on your back, catch the ball. Like to me, that's more of what he is than what the league is trending to, which is it'd be nice to have a Malik Neighbors. You know, that's what to me the 1,300, 1,500, 1,700 yard guy looks like.
Try to use it a different analogy. Think of basketball. Who's the best scorer in the league right now? Top of your head. Luka Doncic is who I thought of.
Okay,
how's
I'll
that?
Take that?
Does that work for you?
I'm out of season on the NBA.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to say Steph shooter, Luka scorer.
Yeah, Luka scoring 25 a game. Excuse me, 34 a game. You know what everyone knows? He's getting the ball. It's worth it for that coach to go, I don't care that they know. I'm going to dial stuff up for Luka Doncic at all times.
So I'm glad you said that. This was Dan Quinn today talking about not wanting to force the ball to Terry McLaurin and instead wanting Jaden Daniels, and he's happy that he's basically going, I'm not going to fit that in there to him. Let's find somebody else.
Tried to move Terry around into different spots, which, you know, is important because he is, you know, has that like playmaking ability. So you want to find the spots to go. As we're going just into our second, you know, full lap together, there'll be more ops for him than we need them to be. What you don't want to do is force the ones that aren't there and make sure, even though in a certain route, he may be the primary read, but if that one's taken away, that you don't force that one and go to somewhere else. I really respect that about Jaden of making so good processing decisions.
Stop it there. Here's my point on this. Terry is a contested catch king. Think about that catch against the Colts, mm-hmm. anecdotally, but like over the years, Terry McLaurin is a contested catch star, right? The idea, it's rarely going to be ass open. It's just not going to be wide open all the time. That quote worries me a little bit. Like, don't force it. No. To Terry McLaurin, he doesn't need to be open to catch the football. In fact, most of the time, the defender's going to be close, and he's going to make you look right. It's that slant that Jaden threw a dime. It was 6-7 yard slant, whatever. But it was like the best throw to me in a small window that he's made. NFL drove it in type throw. That's Terry. He takes a big hit. He's got a guy hanging from his back, draped over him like a blanket. And Quinn's point is, if it's not there, let's not throw it. Well, if it's got to be there, then he's not going to get as many looks, I will say. Isn't that the beauty of McLaurin?
That's part of the appeal, right? Is on a 50-50, he makes sure right, because it's not 50-50. He's winning. So the point I was trying to make with Doncic, and you could pick any of a dozen scorers or so, it doesn't matter that they know. The whole priority is to get in the ball. Even if they know, it's critical. There are receivers that would fit that bill. I bet you Justin Jefferson appears on the scouting report when you play the Minnesota Vikings. That doesn't matter. It's too important. They can know all they want. He has to get the ball. Now, there's nothing wrong, picking again the NBA example, nothing wrong with, Miles Bridges. That's a good player. Miles Bridges is a very nice player. That cost balance is not worth it anymore. In other words, I can't stop everything that I'm doing and go, I need Miles Bridges to have 25 shots. Otherwise, we had a bad night at the office, right? He'll get his. He'll get some. He's a good player. He will make some plays and make it happen for you. But he ain't Luka Doncic, because nobody is. That's an MVP candidate, right? And that's an extreme example, but the same kind of applies here. There's a tier of receiver where it doesn't matter the day, the weather, the opponent. That dude is getting the football, and that's the only thing I'm walking to my offensive coordinator's office that week going, do you have enough for Tyreek Hill this week? Because we only had a couple catches this past week, and you could see our offense really struggling. Do you have enough in for him this week? Great, I'll see you Sunday. We're not doing that with McLaurin.
The Giants I'm over talking about Malik Nabers, but I love Malik Nabers.
Well, you just saw it, yeah.
Also, I just love Malik Nabers.
How do you feel about Malik Nabers?
I like him a little bit. There was nobody else on that offense that worried you even a little bit. Not an iota. Devin Singletary plowing for five is cute. Go get your five, sir. 20 of those and you get to score a touchdown. The rest of the receiving core, it's just Jags. If they improve a little bit, they'd be the 80th best receiver in the league. And Washington, knowing that, 16 targets, 10 catches, buck 27, would have been 11 for 135 if he made the nice catch on the sideline to put the game away. They couldn't do anything with him. You're right. I mean, that's if you got that skill set, it doesn't really matter. You just find a way. But we're going to see if they can continue to scheme it to make it work for Terry McLaurin.